Hi, I'm John Frankie for SearchSAP.com. Every year, ASUG issues its Impact Awards to companies using SAP in particularly innovative ways. This year, SearchSAP.com will be speaking with each winner to get best practices and advice from their experience. First up is the winner in the small and medium business category, Powell Electronics. We'll be speaking with Bob Aldrati, Powell's controller and IT director, and the president of ASUG, Rod Masney. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Thanks for having us today.
Yes.
Well, Bob, first off, congratulations on the award. Could you explain to us a little bit about what Powell Electronics does and what you do there?
Okay. Powell is a privately held wholesale electronics distributor. We're located in the garden spot of the Garden State of New Jersey. We have recently moved over from Philadelphia, which is just a hop, skip, and a jump. We have 10 locations across North America with key partnerships in Europe, the Middle East, China, South America. We have about 250 employees. We are growing. We're currently $80+ million in revenue. We're on a run rate to be in the low 90s this year. For the last 4 or 5 years, we've been steadily growing. Last 2 years at double-digit numbers. We implemented SAP back on 1/1/2000, upgraded from 4.0b to 4.7 in November of 2004. We're running most of the standard modules, SD, MM, PP, FI, CO, some quality. We have about 500,000 SKUs, but keep another 2.5 million in a separate database. We've been consistently ranked in one of the top 25 as one of the top 25 electronic distributors, and we're one of the largest privately held electronic distributors in the North America region.
I see. What do you do over there, Bob?
Well, as with most companies that are small, everybody here wears multiple hats. I am the controller and the IT director.
Rod, can you tell us a little bit more about the Impact Awards and how the winners are chosen?
Sure. The Impact Award is an award that ASUG, along with input from SAP, is used to recognize the best of the best within the ASUG community. These are companies that have achieved outstanding results or outstanding performance, either in reduced cost or increased revenue as a result of something new or innovative they've done with SAP.
And Bob, can you give us some of your tricks towards successful SAP implementations?
One of the first things we really did was after we went live and got a little bit adjusted to SAP, we went back and did, if you will, a post-mortem on the initial implementation and documented all the things that we felt after being on SAP a year or so that we did wrong or that we could have done better from that initial implementation. And as a result, every project that we have done since the initial implementation has been on time, on budget, under budget, or early. So we've learned a lot. But the expression we use is we know what we don't know, and there are things that if we do not know, we will spend a little extra time to learn as much as we can about it, because as a small company, we can't afford to make a six-digit mistake. Many of the larger companies, they're much more able to withstand a six-digit mistake. Small companies can't. So you have to make sure that you're making the most informed decision that you possibly can make.
And Bob, one of the things that was mentioned by ASUG as a best practice you follow is customer is king. What does that really mean in practice to Powell?
We are a sales organization, first and foremost. Our CEO came up from the sales side of the house. So, you know, we are very cognizant of responding to our customer needs. When we ramped up our supplier management inventory for our global customer, using a lot of the things that we've learned from ASUG and SAP, we were able to achieve a 99% on-time performance. That customer has awarded us, as a result, a new contract. When they initially selected us, we were not the cheapest. Obviously, we are not the largest in our industry. but they felt that our knowledge and our contacts within the ASUG and SAP community, they are not an SAP customer. They are actually SAP's European major counterpart, Bonn. But they were impressed by how much we knew about SAP and the things that we could do within SAP.
John, if I could build a little bit, one thing that's is very novel about what Powell Electronics brought forward is a continuous improvement case study. Historically, the impact award for ASUG has gone to companies that have achieved some outstanding results from their original implementation. Powell exemplifies a company that's really getting value well beyond the implementation, but throughout the entire life cycle, and that's what's really interesting about their case study.
And Rod, can you give us a few more details about what put Powell over the top for the award?
Well, it, certainly their case study around what I call vendor-managed inventory. Bob, I think you may be called supplier-managed inventory.
Yes.
Their example of providing outstanding customer service, you know, high fill rates, high on-time delivery to the customer, and enhancing customer satisfaction is just an extraordinary example of what companies can do with SAP to really differentiate themselves. It's really about operational excellence and differentiation in Powell's case that really, really stands out. And Powell Electronics is also a company that ASUG recognizes as leveraging not just the SAP tool set, but the ecosystem. I know that Bob and his team leverage a lot of the ecosystem partners as well as ASUG as a part of their managing their total cost of ownership and ultimately getting even more value out of their investment.
The award release also mentions that Powell has seen some demonstrable ROI through its networking efforts. Can you give us an example of that?
Well, we are advocates of networking. We have conversations on a regular basis with fellow SAP customers, ASUG members. There is a local one that we had met through our chapter, our ASUG chapter, and had gotten to know them. They're in a different industry than we are. They're a different size than we are, but we have visited them. They have visited us. In certain parts of the business, you know, a debit's still a debit and a credit's still a credit. Inventory is still inventory. So to have individual users have the ability to pick up the phone and call somebody who is in a related area, totally different company, totally different industry, and ask them a question and be able to converse back and forth is invaluable. And we had learned that this company, the local one that I'm talking about, had was about to start a warehouse management project, and we were looking into it. We were using IM, not WM. Got from them a couple of names of the people they had talked to, some of which we knew, some of which we didn't. We began some conversations with them to expand our knowledge base. Ultimately decided that WM, given our current situation, was not for us. We would stay with IM, and that was mainly because we were about to consider a move, and we were highly inefficient where we were because we had been in a building since the 60s when we built it and didn't want to do anything until after we moved. But we knew we wanted to go through and do RF, and we were just about to get the project approved when I got a phone call from this company asking me if I had gotten my project approved yet, and I said no, and they said, well, our project for warehouse management is just about to end. If you get your project approved quickly, the consultants who are all local can roll off of my project onto yours. Now that's significant because in most cases, in looking at consulting costs, the cost of travel and lodging and meals for out-of-town consultants runs somewhere between 15% and 20% of the total consulting budget.
I believe it.
And here we were able to bring our project forward, get it approved. The consultants rolled off of his project right onto ours, saving us that money. Now that, to me, is true ASUG networking at its best. And, you know, we have companies. We had a company, a local company. Their IT director finally came. We traded bodies back and forth, but their IT director was here on Friday to visit us and spent the day with my the afternoon with my IT staff. He was actually taking pictures of our IT room so he could take them back and show them to his boss. And again, that's what networking is all about, because the amount of knowledge you can get by talking to a peer, you can't put a price tag on that.
Now, you guys both mentioned supplier-managed inventory as a key to Powell's success. Can you give us an example of that?
I can give you a little joke. When I don't know whether I should mention the name of the firm. It's a European company. They make airplanes. They came to visit us. We were the third one they visited. They visited the two large players in our industry, and they were visiting us before flying back. And we went through the meeting. We made a pitch to them about SAP and all we could do with the inventory collaboration hub and all of this. Towards the end of the meeting, and I wish I would have been the one to make this comment, but I wasn't, they were asked, would you ever consider flying in a homegrown plane? And the two people who were there turned around and looked at each other with puzzled looks on their face and said, no, why would we want to do that? And the person that asked the question turned around and, why would you consider going with a firm that, or two firms, that have homegrown IT systems when we use SAP? And at that point, two smiles came onto their face, because one of the fellows had apparently worked with a company before in Germany that used SAP, so he had a little bit of background, and the other one uses Bonn. And that was one of the keys to us getting that contract. You had to see their faces when you asked them, would they fly in a homegrown plane, then why would you consider homegrown IT versus SAP?
What other SAP projects is Powell looking at in the coming months?
Well, we're continually trying to make improvements and make our people more efficient. When we look at this company, you know, sales is king, so we first and foremost, we have to make the front end, the sales order entry process, as efficient as possible. And we're in the process of rolling out, we actually spoke about it at the annual forum, a fast entry screen for our order entry. This year we have two big projects that we are working on. One is an electronic catalog, because we have noticed the growth in our business, a lot of which is coming in over the web. Although the web is something unusual for us, we have one of our largest customers, probably our largest in China, found us on the web. They have never placed an order on the web, but they found us via the web. So you can't measure the impact of the web by just the number of orders you get on the web, because it's also somewhat of a marketing tool. So that's a major project that we have. We spent about almost a year looking into that, trying to figure out what was the best solution, who to use to help us implement it. I have a four-person IT staff. And we do everything. If it plugs in, we're responsible for it. We order copier paper, we handle the telephones, we handle the printers, everything you can think of that is potentially related to computers in any manner, shape, or form, we're responsible for it. So when we go to do an implementation, more than likely we are going outside to find an appropriate partner to help us do an implementation. And for that, you know, we will grill people, and we do quite a bit of grilling because we've learned from things that we've done in the past where we haven't checked out people as well as we should have. We will want to interview not only the firm, but the consultants that are actually going to do the work. The other project that we have, we will be implementing a purchase card across the system to make our AP area much more efficient. And, of course, it won't hurt that we're going to get some rebates out of it.
That's interesting. Can you give us a little more detail or a specific example of how you choose an outside firm for these projects?
So I'll give you a little, I'm great for little segues and stories. We have outsourced a number of areas. We've outsourced bases, we've outsourced ABAP, we've outsourced functional help. When it came to functional help, we had narrowed our field initially down to four players. And we were looking for someone who had a sitting functional staff, somebody that if I called with a really serious problem, I did not want to hear well, Harry handles your account. He's out on an assignment. We'll send him an email. He'll look at it tonight. He may get to your problem by the weekend. I did not want to hear that. If I got a problem that's that serious, I want somebody to be able to answer my question or help me fix the problem right away. Turned out that we had a number of phone calls, conference calls, prior to ASUG event that was being held in Atlanta. This was when ASUG was in Atlanta, well, I guess in 2004. And turned out that all four companies were going to be there. So we arranged meetings with all four companies. And as we met with each company, we gave them two problems. One that we knew the answer to, but we wanted to hear how they went about solving the problem. What was their methodology? And the second was something that we would normally give to a functional help firm. And as I told each firm, if you think I'm looking for a free answer, you're absolutely right. You want to gain our business? It's proof of concept. So at the end, we got four free answers, and we were able to evaluate as they answered the other question, which we knew the answer to, as I said, how they went about solving it. The firm that we ultimately wound up with, when we had a conference call with them subsequent to giving them the questions, they had a fellow get on the phone, and it was in response to the question we knew the answer to. And you got to understand, this is a consultant that has never met us, didn't know who was in the room, and his first comment was, whoever wrote that solution was an idiot. Problem is, he was right. But I mean, that took a lot, you know, knowing that you didn't know who was in the room, whether the person who decided on that course of action was sitting there, to actually tell them, you're wrong. What you did was absolutely wrong. Happened to be that he was absolutely correct. Made a heck of an impression on us, because that says how well he knew his area. So that's how we go about selecting. I mean, we spend a lot of time. Back then, we would interview people. We interviewed the SD, the MM, and the PP people. We did not interview FI and CO because, in my opinion, I'm a cost center, not a profit center. The other three generate income. So I had to make sure that the other three areas, SD, MM, and PP, that those functional areas were better satisfied. And I would deal with any problems in FI. And it's worked out for us very well.
Thank you both for joining us today. That does it for this edition of the SearchSAP.com Impact Awards podcast series. Join us next time when we'll be speaking with another winner. Until then, I'm John Franke. Thanks for joining us.